It's time to talk technical analysis on Money Life, and I'm joined right now by Buck Clintworth. He's Senior Vice President and Portfolio Manager at Chase Investment Counsel. ChaseInv.com, the website to learn more about the firm. They also run the Chase Growth Fund. That's C-H-A-S-X if you're looking for more information. Buck Clintworth, thanks for coming back to Money Life.
Thanks for having me back.
It's always a pleasure to have you on the show, and you and I have talked for a lot of years, but I got to say, it's always nice when we get to say, hey, the market's near record highs. I mean, it's never a bad thing, but the interesting thing to me right now is that whether it's the fundamental analysts who can make a little bit of a case for worrying about maybe interest rates, maybe inflation, or it's the technical analysts who can make a little bit of a case that, like, we should maybe have a short-term pullback. There's not a lot that people look out right now and say, I'm seeing a lot of red flags. Is that what you're seeing as well? That, you know, maybe there's some little mild things, but that functionally it's a lot of green out there?
That's true, but the one mistake you don't want to make is only look at one side of things. So let's look at where we are. Let's consider the glass half full scenario, even if the glass is more than half full. You know, certainly, the U.S. market is in an uptrend. The S&P 500 made new all-time highs last week, gained 1% or more for four straight weeks. That's a great run. And its high last week, the index was trading above its upper channel line, about 6% above its 50-day moving average. You know, it was a bit extended, but distribution was low. There weren't any signs of technical weakness. And if you look at individual stocks, 92% of S&P 500 stocks were trading above their 50-day moving average. 96% trading above their 200-day, you know, the path of least resistance was higher. So momentum was bullish, but let's look at the part of the glass that's empty. You know, there was building evidence of overbought conditions. RSI on the index had climbed its highest level since September, and 20% of S&P 500 stocks also had RSI readings above 70. Historically, when 30% of stocks get above that level, it's been indicative of upside exhaustion. So that sort of raises the big question. Is this a market that's going to continue to move higher, or is it already exhausted for the time being?
And what's your answer to that question? I mean, or maybe it's not your answer, it's your gut feeling. Because obviously, as you talk about, you have to look at both sides. That talks about hedging your bets either way. But even if you're hedging your bets, which way are you betting?
It's a little bit more complicated than which way are we heading, because it depends upon whether you're talking intermediate term or longer term. The last time we talked, I said to look beneath the surface of the market to determine its strength. Last year, the first 8 months of the market were dominated by a handful of the largest stocks doing well. It was only the last 4 months of the year that you saw the smaller stocks begin to outperform that small handful of stocks. You know, something odd has happened so far this year. Through March 15th, the S&P 500 was up 6%. Over the next month, it was up another 5.6%. So you look at that and say, hey, everything's getting better, and this rally is even accelerating. When you look underneath the hood, a very different picture emerges. The average stock in the S&P was up over 11.7% through March 15th, far outperforming the index as a whole. And over the next month, the average stock was up 3.5%. So instead of the market rally accelerating, when you look under the hood, you see it's actually decelerating. You know, it's still moving along at a good clip, but warning lights are beginning to flash. And when that happens, you're usually poised for a market correction in the intermediate term.
So how big a correction? I mean, I hate the word correction in general because it's only really ever used to say that the market's going down, which I don't consider the correct direction. I would rather think the correct when we're going up, but how big a setback are you looking for in the intermediate term?
Correction, everyone has a different idea of what a correction is. Some people say, oh, 5%, some 10%. Correction doesn't necessarily mean that. It just sort of means the way I'm using it, it's a halt in the current direction. So when I talk about correction, I'm actually talking about a period of consolidation, you know, moving sideways. So if you look over the next 2 to 3 months, we're in the midst of earnings season right now. Half of the stocks in the S&P 500 report this week and next week. So you have a lot of data points that are going to be coming online here. And people are going to be looking at that and making forecasts. So it's going to take some time to digest that data, also see what bills Congress passes, to see what changes there may be in tax laws and in spending. And so over the next 2 to 3 months, I think you're going to see stocks move sideways, maybe slightly down. Nothing really to be concerned about. Any down days are going to provide an opportunity for people to go ahead and take positions in stocks. It's not necessarily a selling time. It's a time to wait and see and take advantage of any sell-offs.
So this is not something that scares you or makes you say, we need to do some profit taking. Again, this is opportunity knocking.
That's correct. Now, certainly if the underlying technical conditions were not positive, it would be a time to say, well, I'm going to take advantage of any rally to sell. This is an opportunity to take advantage of any pullback to go ahead and buy. And there's still lots of opportunities out there. You know, we've seen a recent rotation of stocks. Back in February, you had a switch from growth to value stocks outperforming. And so suddenly the place to be was no longer the big growth names. It was all of a sudden all these value names. So there are opportunities in the market right now as the market rotates. Now, oftentimes a market rotation can be negative. If it's rotating into the large things, which are usually the last ones to go down if the market has reached its peak. However, the rotation we're seeing, while it has rotated into large things recently, it seems more like a rotation that's consistent with a bull market. What you have is you see rotation into ideas that have a perceived better relative value, usually those intermediate term underperformers. So you can look at those things that are weak right now and go ahead and buy them when the opportunity presents itself.
Buck, great stuff. Thanks so much for joining us. We'll talk to you again down the line, see how it all plays out.
All right. Thank you very much.
That's Buck Clintworth, everybody. He is Senior Vice President and Portfolio Manager at Chase Investment Counsel. They run the Chase Growth Fund, CHASX. They're at chaseinv.com. Some really good stuff for you to look at there as well. The Market Call is next. Stick around. Money Life will be right back.